Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Christ, the eternal Son of God in the Godhead, was designated the firstborn Son of God in his resurrection, paving the way for us to follow him in this designation. This is a mysterious but marvelous and very practical aspect of the gospel of God, and it's our focus today on the life study of the Bible with Witness Lee. And Ron Kangas has been kind enough to join us again for more fellowship concerning the life study of Romans. Welcome back, Ron.
Thank you. It was good that I could hear that message live when it was given in 1969, and it's very good to be here today to fellowship concerning it.
Well, Ron, several times we've mentioned that the life study of the Bible was undertaken by Witness Lee formally in 1974. But included in the study of Romans, there are a few messages that actually do date back to 1969, and today's is among this group. Ron, give us a little background and tell us the context of these earlier messages from Romans and how they fit into the life study of Romans as a whole.
There was an informal training in the church in Los Angeles in the spring of 1969 on how to serve the Lord. When we think of how to serve, we think of methods, techniques, some kind of skills to do things. But God's view, as revealed through Paul, is rather different. Romans 1:9 says, God is my witness whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son. So this became a crucial verse for this line of fellowship. We want to serve God. We want to serve him in our regenerated human spirit, and we want to serve him in the gospel of his Son. If we are to do this, we need to understand what's involved both in the content, the experience, and also even the application of the gospel concerning the Son of God. And in brief, it's this. God desires that all the believers in Christ, being children of God, would mature in the divine life to the point that they become duplications of Christ as the firstborn Son of God. This means we need to go through the process of God's organic salvation that begins with regeneration and continues with sanctification, renewing, transformation, and confirmation, and it consummates with glorification, at which time we, like Christ in his humanity, not in his eternal deity in the Godhead, become glorified sons of God and are designated as such. The ministry of Witness Lee has been consistent over the decades in focusing on the all-inclusive Christ, the experience of the divine life, the church as the body of Christ, all for the carrying out of God's New Testament economy. So here we have a message. It helps us understand, in the sight of God, what does it mean to serve him in our spirit in the gospel of his Son.
Let's go straightway to Witness Lee for today's life study from 1969.
It is in this gospel of his Son that we serve God. So we all have to know what is the gospel of the Son of God. That is the gospel of sonship, the gospel to make us all sons of God. I would just remind you with these few wonderful words in this book. Designation, then resurrection, amen. And then sanctification, amen. And then transformation, amen. And then I know a word, not many people use it. Confirmation. Yeah. Not confirmation, but confirmation. Yeah. You have transformation, then you have confirmation.
Amen.
Well, keep in mind these few words, plus glorification and manifestation.
Amen.
Well, you just count how many sins. How many sins?
Seven sins.
Seven sins. You see, designation is by resurrection. Resurrection includes sanctification, transformation, confirmation, and glorification. At least four steps. But this doesn't mean when the second step comes, the first step is over. And then, well, both of these two steps are kept going, then the third step is added. Mm-hmm. Then the same principle, the fourth step, will come in as the consummation. The consummation of sanctification. The consummation of transformation. The consummation of confirmation. Glorification is the consummation of sanctification. Now, we have to spend much time on this matter of resurrection. Well, what is resurrection? You know, the Lord Jesus told Martha, I am, what? Resurrection. When the Lord Jesus told Sister Martha, your brother will be raised up. The Martha said, Lord, I know.
Yeah.
Till that time, he will be raised up.
Yeah.
But the Lord Jesus right away rebuked her. Yeah. I am the resurrection. Jesus is resurrection. Resurrection is Christ himself as the life power. I tell you, if you say that you have Christ, so you have the resurrection, then you have to realize that you have the life power.
Amen.
I still remember, you know, 1936, and I was helping a group of college students, a student of the biggest university in China, and there, a young student studying economy, he came to me. He said, Mr. Lee, now I am growing up. I got a lot of knowledge, modern science and so forth. So it's rather hard for me to believe in the matter of resurrection. That was on the campus of that big university. The windows were open. And outside the window, this wheat field, growing wheat. I said, you look at those green things. Few months ago, all the seeds were just little greens with the brownish color. The brownish grains of wheat were sown in the dirt, just as dead. But now, look. Look, the grain, wheat, growing there. I said to him, don't you realize with this growing up of the wheat seed, there is the resurrection. And they are growing until they bring forth so many more grains of wheat. You tell me, what is this? Now you realize a little bit, what is resurrection? Just by that little illustration, that young man got saved.
Ron, the great truths and doctrines in Romans all seem to end in the suffix shun, and Witness Lee pointed this out. We've just heard seven of them. But of all the shuns in the Bible, resurrection is most marvelous. It's far more than just a doctrine, isn't it? Particularly with these words life power associated.
Resurrection is a promise. Promise concerning our future that we will be resurrected and be forever with the Lord. Resurrection is also a person. God himself in Christ. So the Lord could tell Martha in John 11:25, I am the resurrection. It's marvelous to advance from knowing resurrection as a promise to knowing resurrection as a person. But what we have here in this message on Romans is the person who is resurrection becoming our experience through, and this is a third meaning of resurrection, through resurrection as a process. What is happening to us in our Christian life is that gradually our entire tripartite being is being resurrected to be brought out of the old creation into the new creation for the expression of God in Christ. This involves an actual experience of the process of resurrection in which we touch the intrinsic life power of resurrection that was shown forth in that illustration of the wheat field. There is no, you could say, stupendous display of power in a kind of showy way, but there is a manifestation of the power of life in which something dies, the death releases the life, and the life brings that matter into resurrection. So, resurrection is a promise. We will be resurrected in our whole being. Resurrection is a person. It is Christ himself. And resurrection is a process in which, through which, and by which the intrinsic life power of resurrection is applied to our being in such a way that it makes us a new creation, sons of God in glory, prepared to be designated, that is, marked out as such.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Now, day by day, we are under the process of designation. And this designation is by resurrection. And this resurrection is in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the reality of this resurrection. We all have to realize today what the Lord is doing with us is just a kind of a designation. Amen. Now, you know, I illustrate it to you in this way. Here is the seed of carnation. People put a label on it. Huh? Carnation, a label. If you don't have the label, it's rather hard for anyone to realize that this seed is the carnation seed. You have a label on it. But when you sow the seed into the earth, it grows out something. At the beginning, you just have the young herb, this little sprout. You couldn't realize that is the carnation. But as it grows, it is being designated. The more it grows, the more it is designated, until it gives you the full blossom, then you have the full designation. Amen. There's no need to have a label. Amen. The full blossom is the designation. Amen. Everybody knows this is carnation, designated by resurrection. Now we are just under the process of this designation. The gospel is the gospel of sonship. According to the flesh, every husband is awful. But, hallelujah, we have something else according to.
Amen.
What you will be just depend upon, what you will be according to. If you will be according to the flesh, the Lord will be merciful to us. We have to learn how to walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
According to the flesh, he was the seed of David. But according to the Spirit of holiness,
Amen.
He was designated Son of God.
Amen.
According to the flesh, we are all horrible. But, praise the Lord, according to the Spirit, we all are so wonderful.
Amen.
Ron, a few weeks ago when we first touched this matter of the designation, the example of the carnation was given. And I'm really happy that we've come back to it because I think that it is such a useful and clear illustration. Develop this thought for us, for those that may have missed it before.
You have a carnation seed. It's sown into the soil. The law of life in the carnation seed causes the flower to go through various stages of sprouting, of lengthening, eventually of budding and blossoming. When the carnation flower blossoms, we know what it is. It is a carnation. Once it blossoms, it doesn't need a sign. It doesn't need to argue on its own behalf. It doesn't need to vindicate. It doesn't actually need to say anything. It is now manifest in a kind of splendor in what it really is. If we had a carnation seed with other kinds of seeds, we might not know what's what, and we may have to label them in order to distinguish them. But what we have in this illustration is a picture of an organic process in which at the culmination or the consummation, we have an irrefutable expression of what that thing is. So this illustration is beautiful in its simplicity. It shows that designation can only come at the time of full flowering. If we are in the stage of being buried in the earth, of being a sprout, of being a plant, even of a bud, we should be patient in the Lord, be one with Him. The time will come when the divine life, which is the resurrection life within us, will cause us to blossom. The blossoming itself will be the designation. So I'm encouraged by the fact that no matter what stage I may be in the growth in life, one day, along with all of our dear brothers and sisters in the Lord everywhere, I will blossom as one of the sons of God. And my dear brother and sister listening to this fellowship, so will you. You have the divine life within you as a seed. That seed develops by the law of life stage by stage, and the time is coming when you will blossom in glory as one of the many, many sons of God.
Ron, in our ignorance as outsiders, we may not be able to tell what kind of seed it is, but there's no question about it within the seed. The life always produces a carnation.
We may not know, but God as life within us knows. We just enjoy Him and be one with Him and let Him grow until He and we blossom together in splendor.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
If you would just day by day walk after the Spirit, according to the Spirit, I tell you, you are in the process of
Amen.
You are fully under God's resurrecting power.
Amen.
And you are in the process to be sanctified, transformed, conformed, and even eventually you will be glorified.
Amen.
I have talked a little bit about designation. The more the carnation flower grows, the more it is designated. It is so easy for anybody to recognize because it is fully designated, right, which is blossom. Now I say a little bit about sanctification. What is the real meaning of the matter of sanctification mentioned in the book of Romans? It is a matter of changing shape. Day by day you are under God's hand to shape you. Not outwardly, but inwardly. In life. To be transformed is just to be shaped into the life form by the life power with the life essence. Every life has its own shape. You see, we are sons of God, but I tell you, we are not in the full shape of God's son. We are in the process to be conformed to His image. Then we will have the confirmation. The key is this. We all have to drop all those old concepts we got from the teaching. We got too much doctrine, too much teaching. We have a designated in Christ. Amen. At the resurrection within us.
Right.
What I mean is this. Forget about the teachings, you God. Never try to bring yourself into a kind of a sinless perfection.
Amen.
Take time to behold Him.
Amen.
It is all a matter in the Spirit.
Amen.
Work according to the Spirit.
Amen.
Set your mind upon the Spirit.
Amen.
Day by day we sing, O Lord.
Amen.
And you are under the designation.
Well, Ron, this last portion by Witness Lee is one that, wrongly taken, maybe has the potential to confound us or perhaps even exasperate us. But if we can open to the Lord and receive His fresh speaking, what a life-changing word this can be. And I'm speaking about the point that for us to be in the reality of the designation, we do not need the teaching. We simply need to open up and say, O Lord.
The crucial word is reality. Do we want the thing itself? Do we actually want to be sanctified and renewed, transformed, conformed, and glorified? Do we actually want to reach maturity as sons of God for His expression? Or are we content with a doctrinal understanding, a mental apprehension? A knowledge of biblical principle. When we say we don't need teaching for the real thing, we mean that teaching itself doesn't bring us that reality. Only the reality can reproduce itself in us. So once we've studied concerning designation, heard a message about designation, memorize verses about designation, have mastered the truth of designation. All of this is vain if we are not actually and practically in a process of being designated. Who is going to designate us? It's Christ Himself. What is going to designate us? It's the resurrection life itself. So we need to contact the Lord and experience this resurrection life. And a very simple way to do it is to call on Him. The New Testament is filled with references to those who call on the name of the Lord. In Romans itself, Paul says, "The Lord is rich to all who call upon Him." This verse doesn't say He's rich to all who learn about Him, who know theology concerning Him, who master the doctrine concerning Him. He's rich to all who call. So there's a time to learn the teaching. There's a time to be clear about the doctrine, just as there's a time to study about the composition of food and a time to read a menu. But you can die if you only study and read menus. If you really are hungry and want to eat and enjoy the meal, you need to open up, take in the food, chew it, and digest it. This is actually what is being said here. These words should not be taken out of context. That will only harm or defraud the person who does it. We're clear what we're saying. Do you want the reality? Do you want Christ as resurrection life? Then turn to Him, open to Him, contact Him, pray to Him, and call on His name. When you call on Him, the Spirit who raised Him from the dead will move in you, anoint you, and supply you with resurrection life to further the process of your own designation. Praise the Lord for this. Thousands of us can testify that this is a practical reality, a way for ordinary believers in the pressure of their day to contact God through the simple words, O Lord Jesus, I love You, grow in me until I'm designated as a son of God.
Thank you, Ron. I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening.